We just heard some of the ways city streets could be made safer for pedestrians. Now let's turn to another hot topic in transportation safety, the new Bay Bridge. Steel rods anchoring the bridge have shifted and could threaten its stability in an earthquake. This is just the latest in a laundry list of problems with the $6.5 billion span. Caltrans is already under fire for faulty welds, failed rods, and leaky decks. Jackson Vanderbecken, an award-winning journalist with the San Francisco Chronicle, has reported extensively on the Bay Bridge. With all of its problems, KALW's Ben Trefney asked him whether the bridge could still be considered safe.
So does this mean that in an earthquake, if there's a significant earthquake, this earthquake-proof bridge is actually not earthquake-proof?
Well, Caltrans doesn't think that there's any issue here. This is more of a long-term thing that they, in the sense of they just don't want this to ever be a risk. This thing has a 150-year baked-in lifespan.
So they said. I mean, that's right. Why they dumped the billions of dollars in.
The idea is to preclude any additional wear or problems that might occur. Since the bridge is just open last September, they are trying to clean up the issues, everything from the paint to the elevator that's used into the tower. There are a number of things they're working on.
Make sure the palm fronds on the new palm trees don't come down onto the roadway.
Yeah.
But a lot of these things are cosmetic and not so significant for safety, but it seems like they're fixing an awful lot of things for a bridge that was completed at an exorbitant cost.
Well, they would argue no, that they wanted the bridge open as soon as possible because what they had a seismic opening. In other words, it's like opening the store or a soft opening in the sense that they don't have all these things resolved. They wanted to get the bridge open.
Because it was safer than the old bridge.
Right. And the idea is to get traffic onto the new, safer bridge. And most experts agree that warts and all, whatever flaws this bridge may have baked into it, it's likely safer than the old span.
Mm-hmm. So essentially you're saying then, because they rushed the opening a bit to make sure that they had something in place that was more safe than the old bridge, that there were maybe more expected problems that Caltrans was anticipating that they could resolve on the fly, which is what they're doing right now.
Right. And then there were some unexpected problems, too. But there's one problem that they say they expected, but I don't think they expected it to the extent that it occurred, and that was the leaks. They had over 900 leaks into these hollow steel structures that make up the road deck. And they had drilled holes into them to install the guardrail systems on either side. And they're reconfiguring how they are cinched down because the whole water has gotten in and is leaked into the steel structure.
And that could
cause
rust?
Well, the theory is that you just don't want to introduce water into a steel structure if you don't have to. And they say that the water can come out the bottom through weep holes and everything, but standing water can cause corrosion and also would be a maintenance headache. You'd have to come in there and clean it all out every time it rained. It's a fairly lengthy span. So they've decided that when they finally turn the bridge over to local authorities later this year or maybe early next, they want the water problem resolved.
That's Jackson Vanderbecken from the San Francisco Chronicle. So Senator Marc Desaulniers from Concord has charged that Caltrans engaged in a willful cover-up of the many issues that are emerging with the bridge. What do you think of that allegation?
Well, I think that's based largely on some of the testimony that happened during his hearing earlier this year in which Caltrans officials who were moved off the project had asserted that their concerns, they had been told by project management that they should, make sure that their reports were accurate. That's what the management says, what they were telling them to do. But on the other hand, they're saying that their concerns, they told them, don't put them in writing. If you have, don't write memos because they could be discoverable under the Public Records Act. And as I said, the management response was, well, we just told you to make sure that your reports were accurate. But I think that the question of when one person wrote a memo that asked for the work to stop, he was an advisor / contract quality assurance expert. he had said that the process by which they were making the giant steel decks was flawed and that needed to be stopped and reworked. And ultimately what happened was is that his firm lost the newly awarded quality assurance contract. And then basically all the same people, except for the man who blew the whistle, most of them were brought back under the newly created entity, which had some questionable experience gaps. Yet they were brought in by a vote within the Caltrans, and there were representatives of Bay Bridge officials there too on this particular project. They ended up getting a larger project across the state for quality assurance. But they lost out. The firm whose leader in China had blown the whistle on the flawed welds, he ended up losing his job because his firm lost out, and yet a number of employees jumped ship and went to the new firm. So there's some questions about that. Those are kind of the root of the senator's allegations. The jury's still out on that. Caltrans, their explanation didn't satisfy the senator. He basically said he didn't believe them.
And then he's saying that now it's going to cost the taxpayers more and more money. I mean, obviously, the price tag of the bridge is $6.5 billion, was not sufficient to deliver a bridge that's not going to have problems because there's millions more that are in fixes that are being done right now. And he's concerned about more coming in the future.
Right. To make a distinction, these are toll payer dollars, not taxpayer dollars. And as the issue of repairs go forward, there's a pretty small maintenance budget. If something is unanticipated, it will blow that maintenance budget out of the water pretty quick. A classic example, if there was another rod to fail or a series of rods to fail, which Caltrans doesn't believe is at risk, but they're still studying, you know, that could pretty much exhaust the maintenance budget in one fell swoop. So there are issues going forward, and then there's a question of what kind of bridge did we get for $6.4 or $5 billion? How durable is it? It's supposed to last 150 years, but if it has cracks baked in that could fail within a matter of 5 to 10 years, as some Caltrans officials have posited, you know, what kind of deal did we get?